almost all of us have purchased life insurance to provide security for future in any kind. Many have health insurances, many have investments, many have so many things. We are also life insurance agents. But we are real. Have you seen the LICIC, the Life Insurance Corporation of India?
What is that emblem?
Yeah.
What does it say underneath?
Yoga Kshema Vaham.
They stole this particular phrase.
Lord Krishna is speaking in Bhagavad Gita. Yeah.
What does Krishna say? That Ananyas Chintayanto Maam Ye Jana Paryupashate Sesham Nityabhi Yuktanam Yoga Kshema Vaham. Ananyas Chintan. Chintan means thinking. But we ended up taking this so-called LIC policies by chinta. Means worries. Huh? This is also chinta. But we took up something else. Krishna says, one who simply thinks of Ananya, not anybody else, no other personality, but only me. Ananas chintan. Ananyas chintayanto ma. Only me. Ye janaha paryupasate. And worships me. Those people. For them, I give the security. In this way, if they are totally dedicated to Nitya Yukta, Upasate, to them only, not to anybody else. Yoga Kshema Vahan. Yoga means I preserve what they have and supply what they don't have. That is called Yoga and Kshema. Yoga means I preserve my connection with him. I won't cheat him. And kshema means I will make sure that nothing disturbs him. So he doesn't have to worry. He puts all the worries to me. How would you make your mind understand that? That we are supposed to get that guarantee from the Supreme Lord that He is giving, and we don't have faith. Therefore, we ended up taking other securities which are not actually secure. You think you will get the coverage? Do you know how these insurance companies work on the life? They have very well calculated premium plans that they don't have to worry much. Some accidental deaths are there, but what is the probabilities? Is everything is mathematics. They have the statistical report by mathematical calculations that people live up to a certain age. If we start insuring them and giving them coverage, coverage is most minimal. They don't have to spend. They can invest money and generate income by interest, by lending others. So they are not at loss. They are using your money, your premium, to give you little security, which is not money worth, that you are hardly using it. Meanwhile, they use that money to make a business profitable. And we think we are secure. We are covered. The hallucination of cover I have a disciple. He is a heart patient. He works in Fiji Sugar Mill in Lambasa. And Oriental Insurance Company of India is giving them bulk insurance to such companies. So he was diagnosed that he needs an open heart bypass surgery. So this company is having some good ties with one Batra hospital in Delhi. Only they are authorized to perform bypass surgery. He suffered a lot just to get an approval from the insurance company, but he made in time before he got an heart. So they operated. But funny thing is that they did not do a good job. They paid all the expenses, which are most minimal in India. People come to India to get medical treatment because it's way cheap. Right? Very, very cheap. If somebody does in the nearby Australia, you know, it would cost four times. So they won't make business. Even though it is closest, they won't do. They go to India. There's a market. Probably if they would have gone to China, they would do it much more cheaper. But because Chinese do not speak English, they will be suffocated. You never know how they treat them like that. They will be out of space. But these are Indian blood, so they go to India and they say, oh, our insurance company is taking care. But he came sick. He's still suffering. It is not worth. And after all, you are insuring your life and you are not going to use it. So who will get the benefit? You think your family members will get it? You bet it is. They will chew up in so many different kind of lows, bylows and causes that you will not have any idea. I have another disciple staying in Fiji, and he's an agent of LIC. And I told her that I'm also a life insurance agent. But how do I secure? I really secure the life. I'm representing the company of the Supreme Personality of God. And give you the perfect insurance, perfect guarantee, perfect coverage that you will never estimate. She says, Maharaj, you are right. I said, I bluntly asked her, you know, every agent has been given a kind of target, like a carrot to the donkey. To fulfill that target, and they get certain commissions, right? And meanwhile, the process takes so long that coverage starts later on. And then, how much time they will take to give you any kind of, say, payment that is due to you? You have to go through that bureaucratic process of paperwork. And that particular period, self has generated that much income you invested to give you that. So what are you getting? While here, you simply invest your mind, nothing else, at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of God. Bhajahure manashunandanam abhaycharanam. These lotus feet are said to be Abhay Charan. Abhay means there is no fear, no anxiety in this insurance. Abhay Charan.
Lord's lotus feet are giving fearlessness. Our fear will be the first one to be eradicated in our life if we really take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. This is the verdict of the Vedas. Narayana paro vyaktatma katashchana vibhyati swargapi narkeshu tulyathe vadarshi. Narayana paro vyakta. If you have taken shelter under the Supreme Lord, he is not afraid of any situation, whether he is sent to heaven or hell. He is equipoised. He is fearless. Durlabha manava janama satsange tarahare avasita. If you have invested your faith or your mind at the lotus feet of the Lord, then the fructification through the assembly of Lord's devotees, the association of the Lord's devotees will give you interest. It will increase and increase. They are taking your premium and don't give any interest on it for that particular period of investment. They simply give coverage, and it is only in figures, not in currency. No rokada business. They don't. But in association of the devotees, our faith is nurtured, our surrender is confirmed, and our interactions with each other become so fearless, so much sublime, that we can cross over this insurmountable ocean of birth and death. This is Bhajahure Mana Srinandanana Abhay Charan Ravindare Durlabha Manava Janama Satsange Tarahare Bhavasindure. Bhavasindure. Bhava means repeated birth and death, and Sindhu means ocean. It is unceasingly abad, means there is no boundary to this bhavasindhu. But it can be crossed over easily. See how miserly situation that we have accepted by wrong insurance companies. Sheeta atapa bata barishan. Sheet means cold. Atap means scorching heat. Bath means windy situation of hurricane. And barishan means the flooding or the heavy rains, a torrent of rain. Ye dina jamini jagire. Simply to thwart their effect and protect against us, we have spent most of our lifetime in protecting against this. Din and Yamini. Dina means the daytime, Yamini means the night time. Our 24 hours are being spent. Vipala Shaivinu Kripana Durija. Vipala means totally failure. Even though we are not able to get coverage from all these endeavors, we still get sick. So our efforts are miserly, you know, spent out. Kripana. This Kripanata means not knowing the value of our life's, you know, precious situation. Our lives are very precious. You can't increase a second more to your lifespan by spending millions of dollars.
So vipalashayavinu kripana durija. We are living like misers. Chapala sukhala kolai. Simply for comfort of the fleeting happiness. Fleeting happiness. You can't catch the happiness. The happiness comes and it's disappearing, cheating you. So, chapala sukhala kolai. And whatsoever ego dictates, even though we are being cheated right out, the ego dictates edhana, yovana, putra, parijana. We think they are real my protection, my dhana, yovana. I can do anything while I'm young. Putra, oh, these are my assets. Parijana, oh, they are going to protect me. But Bhagavatam says they are all fallible soldiers. They themselves are going to perish. How can they perish? Ye dhana jovana putra parijana iteki ache paratitare titi yane ki attraction. We have made so much attachment, thinking that they will save me, they will protect me, they will be by my side when I die. Ye dhanna jo vana putra parijana ite ki ache paratitare kamala dala jala jivana dala. Kamala dal means the leaf of a lotus flower. A leaf. A leaf is on the surface of the water. But sometimes there are drops of water on the leaf of a lotus flower. Is it steady? Is it steady? The lotus leaf has bristles. They are coming out from expansion of the cells. These bristles are so tiny hair type of thing that the drop of water does not touch even the leaf. It is suspended on a tiny hair. A little wave can shake up and there it goes, rolls out. The kamala dala jala jivana dala mala. Our life is going to be squat, chopat. Sari jindi chopat ho jati. Tajam hari padhi. Better. Worship the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. How do you worship? Shravanana, Kirtan, Smarana, Vandana, Pada Sevana, Dasyare, Pujana, Sakhijana, Atmanivedana, Govinda Dasya. Govindas is desiring that I should engage myself into hearing, chanting and remembering the Lord's names, then offering my obeisances, vandanam, pujanam. These are the secondary stages where you will have deity, so you can offer your vandan, puja, Pada Sevanam means Anga Seva, in deity worship will become. It's not puja amarti in these days now, but you really serve the lotus feet of the Murti. Generally, Murti pujas, they have hardly visible features of their Murti. They are commercially produced in such a way that you can't put your attention Sometimes they do not have nose even. The deity do not have nose even. You have simply to believe. And those are murti pujaks. They put the kumkum and cover the deity in such a way that, what are you doing? Oh, I'm worshipping. What are you worshipping? He is a person, he is the supreme person, and you are treating him impersonally? This is called murti puja. And generally you do with the demigods also like that. But first comes chanting the holy name. So hear the holy name, speak out the holy name, and think. Always remember the holy name. The second phase is archanam, pujanam, vandanam. That is with the deity. Then when you advance from there, then dasyam sakyam atmanivedanam. Show your bhava. Atmanivedanam means full surrender. Don't think we are surrendered right now. We are not surrendered. But surrender has to be developed in careful guidance. So there are 9 processes of devotional service. You can choose anyone. It is perfect. Or you can choose all. And systematically the love of God. This is the best security. And we don't have to worry. Who can sell the best insurance? How many are of you ready to purchase this insurance? Ready? Please do it. It doesn't cost you any money to put down as a down payment premium. No contracts necessary. Just be agreeable and put into practice. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama, Rama. What do you think? Is it simply talk, bluff, or what? Who is bluffing? Then there will be a question. So, you are very fortunate because even away from the inavailability. It's not available, but yet we get together to invoke the same fervor of devotion. So let's understand devotional service. It's different from murti puja. It's different. There's a gulf of difference between bhakti and karma karma. Even puja and bhakti are different. Puja is one of the small anga of bhakti. Because pujanam is there. But all we know is nothing but puja, no bhakti. And in Kali Yuga, this puja is never recommended. As we saw, the puja comes at the middle stage of advancement, when you receive the deity. But simply, whatever kind of faith we have, whether the faith is in mode of ignorance, who the hell cares? Whether faith in the mode of passion, who the hell cares? Whether faith in mode of goodness is there, who the hell cares? The faith is there. We do not distinguish. Oh, I have a desire. Somebody told me, okay, let me purchase some murti. And we start doing something. But we keep
the deity hungry all the time. We starved. Therefore, we are also starved. Our soul is starving. And we do not get the tangible application. Therefore, we require a bona fide guidance. How to implement? So, if we understand the genuinity of the process, then invest faith. Invest faith. And let it develop. It produces high income dividends. High income. You can't value more than any material assets. So where is the loss? You can't purchase with the money because it's valueless. But we say by our false ego that yes, it is valueless. Who the hell cares? There is no value. In our life, there is no value. Therefore, we have not faith. But in association with the devotees, we'll be inspired to take. Therefore, in the human form of life, the satsang is durlabh. Satsang is durlabh. Association for the eternal aspect of our investment. Sat means eternal. Sat doesn't mean good, but it is eternal. Sangha, association for the purpose of our reality which is eternal. That is called satsang. And nothing else should be talked about. Yeah. There is no sociology here. There is no simply picnic. No. Simply glorification of the Supreme Lord by chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Anybody has any question?
So that is the adequate.
It's your permanent destiny.